Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 30, The Day of Seven, Part 8, The Liberation of Praise Tree, printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the 10th month, on the 28th day of the 10th month. Dear Dan, it was in November of 1999 that the Lord allowed me to participate in the liberation of Praise Tree from the ancient curse. This was just before Jesus started introducing me to angels in person. But the Lord recently reminded me of something that had occurred over 20 years prior to that event, which, along with the prophetic utterance given to me by Jesus, provided me with yet further objective evidence as to the kingdom origin of this word. In about 1977, I was invited to go to what was then known as L5 by my friend, CB1, to hike up the trail to the ledge by the same name. We both enjoyed the woods and even a little novice mountaineering, so when CB1 mentioned something about a rock ledge with a crevice at the top one could climb down into, I was eager to go. After our short hike to the top of the ledge and a look around, we began to make our way back to the bottom. At about two-thirds of the way down, we stopped for a little rest. My friend took a few steps off the trail and into the woods. He then raised both of his hands and began to worship and praise God. As I observed this, I knew he was being moved by the Holy Spirit to do so. Because this was a common occurrence at the Jesus People home church we both attended, I was not surprised at the time. But looking back, I now know that CB1 is responding to the spirit of praise, ministered through an angel to the saints that live near or visit the area, but whose ministry was being hindered by someone named P1. The liberation of Praise Tree was revealed in November of 1999, but it would be 5 months later that the Lord would complete the word of deliverance for Praise Tree by removing P1. I will describe in some detail how that took place in the next letter. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus. P.S. Did you know that the World Trade Organization protests that happened in Seattle at the end of November 1999 got violent because Satan was angry with God's word to liberate Praise Tree? L5 flicked his tail on that word and incited the crowd to violence. A short time after the riots, while I was at work, I heard these words in my mind. Look what you did to our city. What do you mean, look what I did to your city? I said to whomever, or so I thought. I heard the phrase again, and a third time. Finally, I started getting a clue and asked Gabe, whom I knew by that time, what it was I was hearing. He said that those were the voices of the angels of the churches in Seattle and that they were grateful for the deliverance from the poison of L5. It sounded at first like they were mad at me. Just thought you might like to know.